the University of Arkansas Music Department's annual Black Music Symposium for 2018 has kicked off at the Faulkner Performing Arts Center, running now through Friday evening. This year's symposium is titled Shaping American Music with special guests Lee Finkelstein and Bobby Harden, two members of the original Blues Brothers Band. These legendary musicians of American music are here thanks to music professor Jake Herzog, who now joins us in the studio along with percussionist Lee Finkelstein to discuss shaping American music.
Well, I sort of felt like my perspective as a performer in my generation and as an educator, there's some deep links there, whether we're following a jazz tradition or a blues tradition or a gospel tradition or R&B tradition. They have these common themes, and I genuinely believe that one of the highlights of a collegiate music experience is when the students get to be on stage with the best performers in the world. And so when we're talking about this kind of a style, it was very easy for me to kind of think, well, who would be some of the greatest performers in the world in the blues, R&B, soul tradition? And Lee and Bobby have done many projects in their careers, but this long association with the original Blues Brothers Band has been a very almost archival source of this kind of music, and a source that not only is preserving their music, but also performing it for each successive generation every time they tour, carrying on these deep musical traditions, and how can we get them in front of our students?
Yeah, and that makes it even more worthwhile being here, sharing that knowledge and the experience and passing the baton to the next generation. I have to say that the Blues Brothers, the original Blues Brothers Band, we tour a lot in Europe, mostly overseas. And when you're performing, you can look in an audience and you could see kids, 10, 12, teenagers, in Italy, say, and they are singing every lyric. You could read their lips from the stage. They're singing every lyric to 50-year-old music. It's priceless. It's just that's when you realize how priceless this is, that to continue this legacy and to bring it to an institute of higher learning like this with Jake, I'm really looking forward to this.
As we're seeing, the shape of American music is constantly changing. You know, if we're telling our students that they're going to be entering a world of wonderful artists like Bruno Mars and Kendrick Lamar, you know, we want to understand the very deepest roots of those musical lineages. And I feel like some of what we're going to present tomorrow and the following day in the concert sort of speaks to this unbroken chain of artists and musical evolution.
With regard to that unbroken chain, I'm going to do a master class on groove and on the music. And one of the things that I stress is that, say, Jake's generation or the newer generation, they're influenced by certain players, and that's kind of they know where it came from. But the most important thing about it is that they know who those folks that influenced them, where it came from, and so on and so on and so on, to take it back, the lineage. It can only make you a better musician and a better human being, for that matter, just if you know the roots is really what it's all about.
I started out studying classical guitar when I was a kid, 9, 10 years old, and I remember driving in the car with my father, and this song Layla by Derek and Dominoes came on the radio, and that my father always loved music and plays drums for fun for his whole life, and said to me that Jake, all the really great guitar players can play that song. And so I went, I said, well, I'm 10 years old, I want to be great, so I'm going to go and try to learn that, and began my love affair with all things rock, blues, and jazz, and it was sort of one thing leading to another. And so generally, I feel like the styles that I always pursued were very much it coming from this country, this continent, the American music styles, the jazz, the blues, the rock and roll, and even as guitar players in the 21st century, as far as guitar has evolved, in that time, we owe a lot to that tradition, for sure.
That's great. I remember when Layla came out. So I'm probably like your father's generation. But for me, it was like, you know, a couple of years earlier than that. And actually, I thank my parents were great dancers, and they danced and played the 1950s mambo and a lot of big band. They neither of them played music, but they loved to dance and they loved music. And the music, especially the drums, the Latin percussion, was always. And my dad was a frustrated drummer. So very early on, I was banging on everything around the house. We lived in Queens, New York, in an apartment building. The guy that lived across the hall from us was what we call a weekend warrior. He worked during the week, and on the weekends, he went and he played weddings and private functions and that. So my father called him over and said, Bernie, can you see if my son has anything? Can you show him a couple of things? See if he has. And at 5 years old, he came over and showed me the first drum rudiments, and that's really where I started.
Well, I'm going to go back to something Lee said, and I think that this is a guiding philosophy for me as an educator and as a, I would say, a kind of a transitional generation educator in a lot of ways. And I feel like one of the most beautiful experiences in my career so far has been playing music and learning about music from people that are older than me and who have been part of different generations. And so another one of our aims, at least this year with these guest artists, is to bring some of that into our students and to bring, you know, folks who have not only been playing in that tradition, but actually actively built that tradition to our campus. And there's just something about that experience that is unsimulatable.
Oh, totally. To get to play with the innovators, which I do. I've been touring with them forever. Steve Cropper, who invented a genre of music, pretty much the Stax Vault. He wrote all those Dock of the Bay, all those great songs. And coming into that band, I had been playing a long time already professionally and had a nice career and have done lots of things. And when I got into that band, it just moved me up. Like, I can't even measure how many notches. And what I learned from playing with guys like that, it's immeasurable, priceless. And again, passing that baton, it's the best thing you can do.
That's Jake Herzog of the University of Arkansas Music Department and percussionist Lee Finkelstein, guest artist for the 2018 Black Music Symposium, Shaping American Music, running now through Friday evening at the Faulkner Performing Arts Center on the U of A campus in Fayetteville. Lee Finkelstein gives a concert along with Bobby Hardin Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. in the Faulkner Performing Arts Center, a blues showcase concert. That's an event free and open to the public. For a full list of all the workshops and events taking place as part of this year's Black Music Symposium, music.uark.edu. For the KUIF Arts Beat, I'm Katie Henriksen.